Good morning, and thank you for joining us today as we commit to supporting your life journey in knowing the truth of your being. Your commitment to this journey empowers you to become your infinite self. This morning, let us open with the prescription for spiritual alignment. We are aligned with the presence of God within. We are protected by God's love, wisdom, knowledge, and grace. The God consciousness within helps us discover more about who we are. Thank you, God, for the gift of spiritual intuition. Thank you, God, for aligning our conscious, subconscious, and superconscious minds. Amen. Now, this week's video, Unraveling Your Karma, Jane will reveal to us how karma supports our spiritual growth and how to unravel it. Let's watch and listen.
Hi, I'm so happy to be with you. Some of you have been sending me emails telling me that one of the things that you'd like me to talk about is karma. So today I'm going to be talking about karma, and maybe I'll be talking about karma for the next couple of weeks because I don't think just one 15-minute video on karma is going to do the trick. So thank you for asking that question, and I am so glad to talk to you about karma and how karma works in your life plan and how you have evolved through many lifetimes with your karmic scoreboard always present with you. When I think about how to explain karma to you, I think about the advantages that you have of knowing there is a balance system in the universe to support our spiritual growth. Now, when I think about how planet Earth was created, it was created perfectly to evolve souls. When, if I can put it this way, this cosmic energy of this universe or the God presence of the universe created the planet Earth out of the solar system, out of the cosmic energy that was coming to form the Earth's surface. A lot of thought was taken before Earth was even formed. A lot of thought, because God, with His great understanding and His great love, wanted to have a spiritual family, souls that evolved through many lifetimes to finally come into their own spiritual understanding of God within themselves. Because believe it or not, once you have advanced to a very, very much higher state of consciousness than just the fourth dimension, you are going to create your own universe. And when that information came to me 25 years ago, I just sat back and said, "What? I'm going to create a universe? Oh my God, I can't even begin to understand that." Well, naturally, I couldn't begin to understand it because I'm an evolving soul, and eventually I will understand how that works. So, to help you to understand how the whole process works, is we need to understand how this whole universe was created to support the evolution of consciousness, really, to support the evolution of consciousness. From the very beginning, when we became a thought, a desire, a wish of God to create a family of souls that can all love and be part of this universal consciousness in this many systems of the evolution of infinite planetary possibilities. Now that I said it, it goes beyond my words. That's all I can say. It goes way beyond my words. But we're right here, right now, and this is a good place for us all to be, because karma plays a great part in the evolution of your soul. You see, karma is the cosmic bookkeeping system. I like to think about it this way, and it's kind of a fun way for me to think about it. God, in his infinite love for us, said, you know what? I'm going to put this law into the universe so I can have a cosmic bookkeeping system to handle all the souls that are coming down into incarnation and developing into their God consciousness. But gee, I'm really busy with other universes. What am I going to do? You know, I can't be everywhere all over this infinite universe, so I've got to put some rules down. Just like we have to sometimes put boundary down for our children, our pets. We have to put certain boundaries down. God had to put boundaries down so that we would be self-sustaining in many ways. So the law of karma is as you sow, so shall you reap. It's a balancing system. It will support you as you evolve through many, many, many aspects of who you are, from that dust, a piece of stardust that you came from, that gathered atoms and energy and force and became alive with the DNA of God and progressed as a piece of sand on the sandy beach. And it moves into other opportunities, from mineral to stone to being a plant, being a fish, being a bird. Do you see all the things that we've been through? We have been all through that evolutionary process. And then we come into that time in our life of consciousness to evolve into humanhood. Humanhood is just another name, like animals. Animals are animals. Humanhood is humanhood. And humanhood is part of the evolution of consciousness. We need to go through the humanhood understanding of the many aspects and abilities that we can gain through reincarnating in the what I call the third dimensional arena. So you have evolved and evolved and evolved, and now you're here. And now there is the cosmic checkbook that's in your karmic records. It's a karmic record. It checks and balances everything. As you sow wonderful things, you reap wonderful things. If you haven't loved and you've been unhappy and feel put upon and a victim, then that's an experience that you had, so that perhaps some of the choices that you made to victimize yourself can be straightened out by having a life where good things are happening. Now that I've said that, karma is created by experiences that we've had in the third dimension, in the opposites. Sometimes really good things, sometimes not so good things. Sometimes I was very happy with what I did, and other times I was very unhappy with what I did when I left my body and went to the other area of development, which we call the spiritual development in consciousness after we leave the body. Because we're all growing and learning, we get an opportunity when we leave the body to look at what we've done, what we like about what we've done, and what we wish that we could have done better. Then the great master planner of the universe plans out something for us to pay off our debts and also bring good stuff into our life. And as we evolve, we have this constant evaluation that we have after we leave the body, and we support whatever needs to be supported, and we make agreements to be with certain souls, to love them better, to support them in different ways. Maybe we left and thought, oh, I wish I could have been a better sister, a better mother, a better friend. I want to be with that person again. And I want to be able to be a better friend to that person. So you get another opportunity. Wonderful, wonderful thing to be given these different opportunities. And I'm very grateful I've been given opportunities and you've been given opportunities. I have my little fun ball here, and I call this my karmic ball. It's a ball of karma. Let's just pretend. I know when you look at it, you know what these are. These are rubber bands, but they're all different color rubber bands. So if we can pretend like each one of these rubber bands is a different lifetime in the different colors. So it's been made up of many, many lifetimes of sowing and reaping and good, evil, all kinds of great and marvelous things, and sometimes not so sweet and kind. But here it is. Okay, we come into another lifetime, and all these little strings of karma are thought about carefully, and another life plan is perfectly aligned with what's going to move you the best in consciousness. But now you are in this lifetime saying, okay, I want to know how I got here. I know that there's more, and I want to know more. So this is how you got in my class. Your soul had a desire to know more. Otherwise, it would be just doing its thing wherever it was. But you desired to know more. And when our souls desire to know more and can't quite go along with certain ideals that perhaps the religion you were in last time didn't fulfill you, some way the answers weren't perfect, and you want to find out for yourself. Once a soul decides it wants to find out for itself, then at that point, you are advanced enough. Advanced, listen to my words, advanced enough to start unraveling the karmic ball or your karma. And once we've taken that responsibility and we say yes to that, then at that point, we have opportunities to look at different little, now this is a little, say, this is my last lifetime. I'm pretending here with you. This is my last lifetime, and it created the lifetime I'm in right now. So let me look at what happened my last lifetime to create the lifetime I'm living today. So I'm going to, your teacher, your support system here in embody and out of body is supporting you in untangling this last lifetime. And you get to look at the different people that were in your last lifetime. And once you start looking at these, you get to do any forgiveness work that you needed to do. You need to see some decisions that you made in this lifetime that are affecting the lifetime you're living right now. And you can clear up some of the things that you need to clear up to advance in consciousness. Now, as you can see, there's many, many, many strings here. It's not done in a week. It's not done in a month. You are going to unravel your karma. You are going to forgive yourself for some of the things you did and didn't do. You are going to understand more about your soul. And the reason you have this process is that you need to understand about your soul and why you make certain decisions. Now, when I was unraveling this ball of karma that I had to start unraveling it. And when I started unraveling it, I found out that not only the last life I led, but the life before that, and we're going to take another little piece here, if I can get it off, and I ought to be able to get it off. This came before this came, you see? So now I found out what this lifetime was all about. But I then discover when I'm finding about this lifetime that it was also connected with this lifetime. Are you getting what I'm trying to say to you? Karma follows you from one lifetime to another. And some of my decisions that I made in this lifetime affected this lifetime and is affecting the life I'm living right now. Does that sound complicated? Yeah, I'm sure it does. But this is the way the karmic law works. It's the cosmic bookkeeping system that goes on for your whole incarnations until you come to this point where you're ready to unravel your karma, learn what your soul wanted to learn, and understand why you made certain choices that you've made. Karma is here to stay. And a lot of people say, oh, karma, oh, well, that's just my karma. I can't do anything about it. No, karma is there to teach you and to help you to understand what you need to do, how you need to do it. And if you say, oh, I'm in this relationship, oh, I don't like it very well. I wish I could get rid of that spouse I have. But oh, I'm stuck. It's just my karma. That's the lazy man. That's the one that doesn't want to go deeper. That's the one that's getting stuck. Look at that piece of karma. Look at that spouse or that job or whatever it is. And know it's come in to teach you something. And you must take it apart and figure out what it is. You have to be the observer of your karma. And I've been working out with you to be the observers for the last months. So now I'm hoping that you have enough of the observer self. You observed your personality. Now you're going to go even further. You're now even going to go further and understand more about your whole self and the evolution of your whole self. So we looked at our personality self, and we will be looking at our personality self plenty, because our personality self was developed from the karma that you had before you came into this incarnation. You came in with a perfect personality to get the lessons you need to learn. That baffled me when I found that out. How could I have decided I wanted to go through some of the things I decided to go through? But as I developed in consciousness and awareness, I realized that this was an opportunity that I'd never had in any other lifetime. And it was important for me to honor that part of me that was trying to work things out and to have greater understanding of my evolution of my soul. So what we are really doing now, and I'm going to give you a kind of a fun example. We're baking a cake. Now, what does that have to do with karma? Well, just follow this for a moment. We're baking a cake. And I say to you, here's your cake. And you say, oh, this is a wonderful piece of cake. And I'm really, really enjoying it. And every day you come to my house and I give you another piece of cake. And you just think it's so delicious and it's so wonderful. And, or you don't like the cake that I baked. And you say, look, I don't want to eat that again. I hope she doesn't bake that again. You see? So this cake that I'm handing to you is, let's pretend it's really called karma cake. And you're eating the cake and some of it you like and some of it you don't like. And every day you come and I give you another piece of cake, another lesson to learn. Okay, now you're saying to me, I want to know how that cake is baked. How many eggs do you put in that cake? How much flour do you put in it? How much oil? How much vanilla? How much sugar? How much cocoa? How much spice? I know that this cake is made from something, and I'm not satisfied with just coming to your house and eating cake. I want to know. I want you to tell me, Jane, how this cake was made. Give me the recipe. I need the recipe. So I'm giving you the recipe of how your soul developed. I'm telling you that you are the cake unveiling what made the cake. What are the ingredients that made this cake that you're sitting in right now? Okay, so we're going to be talking about this, and this is going to be a little series here because I want you to start to be thinking. Because you're asking the question of me, what is your karma? How do I cooperate with my karma? Well, I am more than happy to help you to understand that. Because once you begin to understand that, you get to unravel this messy, messy ball of karma. So this week, I want you to think about your life and karma and cause and effect. And understand that you are unraveling the cosmic bookkeeping system that God has created for you to understand more of who you are. Because that little bookkeeping system is within you, and you're going to peel it down. So, happy karmic week, and bake a wonderful cake. But know how it got there, and we're going to cover how to bake the perfect cake, and you are going to be the one that bakes it. Bye bye for now.
Jane gave us a lot of information in this video to process and move through for a deeper understanding of the karmic law, which is, as you sow, so shall you reap. Now, thinking about that expression, how many times did I hear this growing up? Too many to count. However, I really did not have an understanding of this concept until I heard Jane teach the law of cause and effect, which in effect is also, as you sow, so shall you reap. It is the karmic law. Also, I had to understand the evolution of my soul into humanhood and that I had many lifetimes prior to this one. I wanted to understand. I wanted to know. I committed to my spiritual growth and through daily practice of meditation, journaling, being an observer of self, I slowly moved into knowing my whole self. Past lives were revealed to me, and through these experiences, new understandings of why certain souls were in my life with me, why I had strong feelings of love and hate, judgments, and how they evolved into my consciousness. The puzzle pieces were finally falling into place. I was reaping what I had sown. We are here to support you as you awaken to the truth of your being. So please join us every Thursday evening at 7 p.m. Eastern Time for our support for your journey gathering. Additional information is noted in the chat area below. Your loving gifts to the center allow us to continue this work for all to know the truth of their being. Thank you so much. Information for donations is also listed in the chat area below. Meditation is, as Jane would say, the most important practice of the journey. Now let us take a few minutes and just move into meditation. Close your eyes if you're comfortable doing so. Let the chair support you. Just rest in this moment. And we open up our hearts to knowing the truth of our being. We allow our consciousness to expand into universal mind. To knowing divine love. Divine wisdom. And as we move into the infinite, we open ourselves to new experiences and new understandings of the truth of our being. We are committed to knowing and being. Our infinite selves. And as we move through this week, we are open to our spiritual practices. Meditation, journaling, being observer of self. To becoming. Amen. And when you feel comfortable, just open up your eyes. Let the chair support you. You are safe. You are loved. Thank you so much for joining us. this morning, and we will see you again next week. Bye now.